Welcome to the Prophecy Club. Our topic today is some new information on actually a planned, you could actually say an on purpose, food shortage. In other words, there's people in high places that want to control us, and they're going to use food and other things to control us. And of course, we prophecy students know the real objective is to get everybody to worship the Antichrist as he sits on the throne. That's the real objective here. Okay. First, let's back up, because a couple of weeks ago, Benjamin Fulford said something important. He said, "The Dutch farmer speaks for many when he says, we're done talking. We're done with these fake problems created by you, the politicians." Well, he doesn't understand. There's people above president. There are people that rule the world called the Molochs. You're trying to destroy farmers all over Europe. But just like the farmers of Brussels today, we will fight back. The farmers are upset about high energy prices, regulations designed to bankrupt them, and a flood of underpriced toxin-laden grain from Ukraine. This is part of a deliberate KM, he calls it Khazaria Mafia, policy to create a food crisis by putting farmers out of business. He says they're also systematically destroying food processing facilities. This map shows all the food processing plants that are either caught fire or been destroyed since 2021 and 2022 only. That's right. Look at all those. Now, we've talked about that in the past, in case you missed that one. But yeah, there's a lot of them. Let's go on, though. He says the idea is to create a total dictatorship. That's right, with the Antichrist ruling. A total dictatorship by controlling everyone's access to food. You won't be able to buy or sell, say if you had the mark of the name of the beast or the number of his name. We know that's where it's going. So he goes on to say the French government caved into the farmers' demands. The French farmers may have been temporarily bought off, but this is about more than just farmers. The KM have also, as is now widely known, been spreading bioweapons to force everyone to get digital IDs. Oh, surely not. Digital IDs, why would they want those? Well, here, let me just jump to it. I'll just show you. Henry Kissinger said he controls the food, controls people. Who controls energy can control whole continents. But he who controls money can control the world. That's where they're going. So he says the sheep will have to take DNA altering, can't say that word, and submit to total control in exchange for access to food. Now, that's the first point, but I've got some other things that don't exactly relate to food, but indirectly they do. This is on another guy's website. It says that Chuck Schumer was at a communist rally waving a communist flag. Oh, wait a minute. No, these are Christians, right? In a Christian nation? No. What was Dimitri Dudeman told? The fall of America will start with an internal revolution in America started by the communists. So, I recommend you go to josephkitchen.com, get yourself some bread and bread supplies. Here's more about it. They have videos to walk you through all of it. Also recommend you go to 800-200-GOLD. If you have an IRA, here you go right here. If you have an IRA or a 401k, go there, call them, and let them show you how to get it out of paper, if it's in paper, and put it into precious metals. Okay, back to the point that I'm trying to make. Next article. U.S. Army cutting force by 24,000 amid recruiting shortfalls. Another article says U.S. Army is slashing thousands of posts in a major revamp to prepare for future wars. Says the U.S. Army is slashing the size of its force by about 24,000, or almost 5%. With recruiting shortfalls, about 3,000 of the cuts come from Army Special Operations Forces. Well, why does that relate? The headline that was given to John Paul Jackson says, military cuts number of soldiers. Now, that makes some credibility. Hang on. We're going to make a point with that in just a second. All right, on to the next one. Missouri beef processing plant to close. We were just talking about that. Yeah, only this is a new one, and for new reasons. A Southwest Missouri beef processing plant has informed the state that it will close in April, putting 335 people out of jobs. Now, that's what I want you to remember, 335 people. Now, why is that important? So I'm going to tell you a little story. Back in about, let's see, would have been about the late 80s, I used to sell training, like public speaking, sales course, management course, and things like that. And I called on a large company in St. Louis, Missouri, and their job was to take hogs and process them, in other words, cut them all up. And I made the mistake of taking the tour. I mean, because that's one of the things I used to do is when I go into a company, I would take a tour of the company, look around, because my job was to help that company to better themselves in several different ways. Well, I made a mistake. I took a tour, and it showed me how they process pigs. And the pig walks up, they close a door behind him so the pig behind them can't see what's happening. And then they have these two little things they put right behind the pig's ear like this, and they push a button, and it sends a high voltage shock into the pig, and the pig, it doesn't kill him. It just starts shaking, puts him into shock. From there, the pig then is thrown into this big giant barrel about 30 foot in diameter, about 30 foot long, and it tumbles and tumbles and tumbles to remove all of the hair from the pig. My first response was, why do you want the hair? And they explained. They said, well, actually, you'd be surprised that it's made in car seats, all kinds of furniture. They use pig hair for everything. As a matter of fact, they had a saying all the way through the whole demonstration. They said, the only thing that's not used on a pig is the squeal. And when I first heard that, I thought, what? And they said, you know, the sound of a pig when it's upset, a squeal. In other words, we use everything. Everything on a pig. So they explained within 45 minutes, that pig that was alive is now all cut up into like, I don't know, 350 pieces. I can't remember, maybe 400 pieces. I mean, all parts of the pig is used. Some of the parts on the inside are used to make pharmaceuticals. Other, you know, the pig skin, pig's feet, pig's ear. All of it's all used, teeth, everything, dog food, all parts of a pig are used. That was amazing. Now, I say all that story to tell you. I can't remember exactly how many employees they had, but I remember they processed like 2,000 or 3,000 pigs a day. I mean, it was, they had like three lines of pigs coming in constantly, and every 60 seconds, another pig entered and was all ground up. But I think they said the entire employees was only 125. Now, my point being, a lot of these places that process our food is very modern, very clean, and they're even getting where they use a lot of robots for a lot of the things. So when a plant has 335 people working, making food, and that plant is gone and shut down, that's a big deal. I mean, they can process a lot of food with just 25 people. So when it's 335 people, that's a lot of food that has been taken out of our mouth. Now let's go on with the article. Due to unforeseen business circumstances, wouldn't you like to know the truth? Several closed, Tyson Chicken, Missouri's Dexter, Noel 700 jobs, 1,500 jobs, 35 hog operations. This is 35 different companies, 92 people out of jobs. So when there's a total of, 2,000 people out of work, that probably represents like 100,000 people's food just got taken away. So a lot of people don't understand, but I understand that's big. Let's go on. New York AG Letitia James files a lawsuit against world's largest beef producer for misleading public about its impact on climate. Oh, wait a minute. This is Letitia James. This is the one that is suing Trump to pay $355 million, now with interest is up to $464 million. Oh, no, she's such a good Christian, such a wonderful, kind-hearted woman. I mean, surely she wouldn't do anything like this. It goes on to say, James charged President Trump for taking out loans, paying them back with interest, making money. In other words, it's just nothing. She's now, here's the point, she's now waging war on meat packing giant JBS USA Foods Company. The lawsuit filed in New York State in Manhattan seeks $5,000 civil fine per violation of state business laws. And let me just tell you, they can walk through one of these food processing plants and they can't write out violations fast enough. $5,000 per violation. What she's doing is shutting down our food. She's taking food out of her mouth. That's what's really going on here. She says, I'm suing JBS Foods USA, the world's largest beef producer. What? For misleading the public about its environmental impact. The beef industry is one of the largest contributions to climate change. All right, now let's talk about climate change. Okay, so everybody's heard that there's all kinds of wildfires all across Texas and Oklahoma. How do you get so many wildfires across two different states, starting all within a 48-hour period? Oh, it's a bunch of kids running around with matches. No, it is high-tech weapons, probably from satellite. It may be just from someplace down deep in the ground using scalar wave, because scalar wave can do that. It can take out anything in the air, on the land, on the sea, under the sea, any place on the globe, anytime they want to. It can make large areas of the atmosphere super hot, as in causing tornadoes, super cold, as in causing ice and snowstorms. It can also cause hail, and it can cause blue sparks to appear out of nowhere. There were several people back in the fires back in California, you remember that, years or so ago? People were driving, they said, well, all of a sudden, here's these blue sparks just appearing out of nowhere and starting a fire. So what are they doing? Well, climate change is how they expect to get their man, the Antichrist, on the throne. They're going to keep hitting us with fires and floods and tornadoes and hurricanes and hail with all of this climate stuff because they have a scalar wave that can do that. My guess is they have more than one machine. And they're going to keep hitting us over and over and over and over until finally people start saying, wait, what is this? And they're going to say, oh, well, this is climate change. You got to get rid of, in other words, you have to do what we, the evil leaders, the people above president, want you to do, or we're going to keep destroying. Remember what they told Benjamin Fulford? We have ruled this planet for thousands of years and we'll destroy it rather than give it up. In other words, you're going to do what we want you to do, or we will kill you, we will blackmail you, we will kill your children, we will burn your house, we will take your food away. They will stop at nothing. Let me say it again. They will stop at nothing to get their man, the Antichrist, on the throne. So she goes on to say, for misleading the public about its environmental impact. Now, what's that? It says the beef industry is one of the largest contributors to climate change. Why? Why? Because of the, I don't know, how do I say this? The gas that comes out of one end of the cow. That's the last that I can say it. The beef industry is one of the largest contributors to climate change, and JBS has falsely advertised its commitment. Didn't say what it's doing. It says it's advertised its commitment to sustainability and endangered our planet. In other words, we're going to shut down the number one beef processor because why? Because we can. We're going to take the former president and we're going to shut him down. Why? Because we can. We've ruled this planet for thousands of years. We'll destroy it rather than give it up. You will do it our way. Next page. So Letitia James says, families are willing to spend more of their hard-earned money on products from brands that are better for the environment. Really? Really? Well, you know, most of us could care less about the environment. I mean, everybody up and down my block has that blue trash can. Yeah, not Leslie and I. Maybe, you know, we don't try to hurt the environment, but I think he put the gold in the ground for the Christians. He put the diamonds in the ground for the Christians. He didn't put it in the ground for us to leave it there so we can help the environment. Okay, in other words, all of this is a big ploy, a big plot to make people do what they want. And what they want is first get you, how do I say this? First, they want to get you into the building, and then they'll tell you what you're going to do. And that building is climate change. And to do what they want you to do. Goes on to say, JBS greenwashed its environmental harms to drive sales exploited hard working families. You know what this can do? This is going to shut down everything good in America and the world if this is allowed to continue. Just like if they can shut down a former president, they're going to start shutting down the whole world. Simply because they can, because they want their man, the Antichrist, on the throne. So this Brazilian company, this American-based unit, has no viable plan to reach net zero greenhouse gas emissions by 2040. So let's shut it down. James says JBS has admitted that its net zero by 2040 commitment did not incorporate most greenhouse gas emissions from its supply chain, including from deforestation in the Amazon. So what if they were to just say, Letitia, take a hike. We don't care about your climate change. We aren't going to have any kind. We're not going to tell people. We're not doing anything about the environment. We're putting food in your mouth. Take a hike. Well, what would happen? She would then come in and start fining them, and she would put the company out of business, just like she's trying to do with Trump. Speaking of that, let me just say, you know, this Nikki Haley lady, she's obviously going to lose the nomination. Okay, so why is she staying in? Now, the next thing I'm going to say, I do not know for sure, but it's what keeps coming. What keeps coming to me is I think the left, people in high places, have it in their plan to see that Donald Trump never, ever gets into the White House, and they will do anything and everything they can do from stop that happen. And if I think their plan is to see that either he is doesn't have a beating heart anymore. Maybe that's the way to say it. Or they're going to throw him in jail. I think that they have, if they have their way about it, Nikki Haley will be the Republican nominee because they're going to take out Trump. Now, that's not what the prophecies say. Prophecies say Trump will return. So that's a good thing. And Henry Gruber, among others, the ones that said that. And I know Henry heard from the Lord. Let's go on. Okay, so now let me pull back to you. We're talking about food shortages today. Let me point out a couple of things. So these are newspaper headlines given to John Paul Jackson. Blight and grains spreading. Do you know what blight is? Okay, in other words, to get rid of it, I mean, I'm not a farmer, and so what I'm about to say might not be correct, but it may be that they have some kind of pesticide. My guess is they have to burn. And it may be that they have to burn thousands of acres of good wheat or soybeans or whatever it is. In other words, it's probably, again, the same people taking our food away. That's my point. Next one is drought continues to cause prayer to rise. Who created the doubt or the drought? If it wasn't God, scalar wave. People above president, the Khazaria Mafia, if you'd like to call them that. Record high temps accompany record drought swept south. Once again, the scalar wave can cause large amounts of the atmosphere to get extremely hot or extremely cold. They think it's what took out the Thresher submarine back in the 60s. They think it's what shot down the U-2 spy plane with Gary Powers in it. Gary Powers, in his testimony, said, I was flying along, everything was fine. All of a sudden, sparks started flying in my plane, and I had to eject. Okay, that wasn't a missile. He didn't see a missile. He just saw sparks. Another guy sent me a dream, and he said he saw a Russian plane that was chasing after an American plane, and that Russian plane didn't even have any missiles underneath it. But the American plane in front of him just fell to the ground in flames. And of course, Dmitry was shown something similar. In other words, it's high technology that God has seen fit not to give to America because America's sin. He's bringing America down. All of this is part of this. None of this could take place if America was a Christian nation. Demand for classic seeds skyrocket. That's almost exactly word for word what Chris Reed told, where he said people will return, or the demand for classic seeds will return. People have to grow their own food again. Why? So I'm telling you, if you don't have food, and of course I recommend Joseph's Kitchen, I think that's God's famine food, then you're going to be in a line, and you're going to be begging for food. And what you have to give for that food might be a very, very high price. And I'm not talking about money or gold or silver. I mean, what's the last thing you give when you've run out of money? Run out of money, gave them all your gold, gave them all your silver, give them all your land. What's the last thing you give? The answer is yourself, your wife, your daughter. I mean, what'd they do with Pharaoh? I mean, they stood in line and they said, we'll work for food. And the person has the food, tells them what they will give. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Shane Warne talked about inflation. We want our entitlements. You realize that could start happening any day now? Cisco and Kraft considers guards on delivery trucks as food nears 40% of the family budget. I've got a dream from Jason Meeks. I don't think I'll have time to get to it today, but he confirms that he saw them robbing delivery trucks, finally the delivery trucks, delivering gas, delivering food, and to disguise themselves as UPS trucks in order to get it delivered. Food prices lead nations escalating inflation woes. Well, I read that one already. Okay, let's go on. Further is confirmed, this is also a food crisis as wheat and bread imports are at a stalemate. That comes from Chris Reed. All right, let's go on. Now, here's a dream from Leslie, May 22. I recently read this. The dream starts with Stan and I being warned to fill our car with gasoline. Immediately, we went to the nearest station. It's a convenience store. Where it's full of people, right after Stan filled our tank, other cars arrived trying to get gas and food. We left, but watched from a distance. The store manager was yelling, there's no more gas. People running out, carrying gas, as much food as possible. They emptied the store of everything. Sitting in our car, we watched as people began to fist fight, push, shove, pulled out their guns. Several heels and news helicopters filming the scene. Then the military helicopters arrived. Troops rappelled to the ground to bring the chaos under order. She's not the only one. I got a lot of those. Here's another one. Pastor Massey. This is 2016. Now, it's longer than this, but I'm just going to get to the point about food. We were plowing. I saw very nice things happening, good things like 7 years of plenty. Followed by that, people were scared that there was no food. Following that, I had to get my gun because I had to get my gun if I can talk to someone. In other words, there's so many gangs, there's so much evil going on out there that when you call 911, no one comes. If you're going to be safe, it's you. I like this lady here. So she says, I was sound asleep. Lord woke me up again speaking, there's going to be a downfall of the economy, purchase non-perishable foods. Now, as I recall what she said, it's like, you know, I do a cooking show. I'm not a prophet, but I heard this. So she's telling people. Do you remember this one? This is just part of Coverstone, one of his dreams. In the dream, it was a clear night with a full moon. I was walking down a wet middle road, desert road. There were four digital billboards. Now, let me jump to the one we're talking about. The one of the billboards had a grocery store with armed soldiers standing guard out front. People waiting in lines to go inside. Only five people are allowed in at a time. And they says the part of it was, we need to be full of fire. Pentecostals, spirit-filled tongue talkers need to be full of fire. Here's Leslie, 2021. I saw a lot of people represented the church. At an amusement park, everything was fun like it is today. But they started getting very, very hungry. In other words, food shortage. Restaurants' food availability was gone. Well, gone on purpose. They're trying to kill it, trying to remove it. They were not able to get the food at this amusement park, so they were able to begin leaving in droves. When they left without their shoes. In other words, we don't have money to buy shoes. You ever think the time would arrive in America when you don't have the money to buy shoes? They were all looking for food, begging for even one piece of bread. Again, josephkitchen.com can get you some wheat. David Phillips, I like this one because it gives a different picture. I dreamed we were eating at a restaurant with friends and having a good time. The waitress said, oh, we accidentally gave you the wrong menu. Things should be more expensive, but we're going to go ahead and give you the prices. She says, there were lower some food, we're short on some food items. We began to watch the movie showing outside. Halfway through it was abruptly turned off. Everything went dark. The restaurant announced they were closing right now, immediately, and everyone was to get up and walk out saying that would be closed for 6 months. That's a picture of our food gone instantly. Here's another one from David Phillips. Had a dream my family went on a vacation. Rampant inflation started, meaning it didn't ramp up. See, if it gets slowly going, then you can, okay, maybe you'll see it coming, makes preparations. This says there's no time for preparations. Time for preparations is now. So it's like we were living in the old West. One person was selling Ritz crackers individually, $1,000 a cracker. The main thing people wanted was food. People with no money, they were bartering for food. People would steal anything, get their hands on, even out in the open, willing to risk extreme danger. The single most important item was food, especially non-refrigerated foods. Pastor Masih, now this is the guy that started 300 churches in Pakistan, led 35,000 Muslims in Pakistan to the Lord Jesus. As a matter of fact, Leslie just spent the last 3 weeks with him ministering in five different countries. He's a great man of God, has a miracles ministry. So he called me back in 22. He said, I had a dream last night that Joseph came to me. Yes, the Joseph, as in the pyramid Joseph. And he gave me this dream to get prepared. My father told me to go get the wheat. When I went to get the wheat, there was no more wheat. There's going to be a food shortage. I was impressed that I should get a bag of wheat and a grinder for it. And you get that at josephskitchen.com. I saw all the 18-wheeler trucks were stopped. He's not the only one who's seen that either. And a mouth of truth. A lot of this you've heard before. Jason Meeks. Here, let me go to this one. In the dream, I was local deli here. I eat sometimes. The meal was $13. I went ahead and placed my order. My friend came in, and that both meals cost $150. That's inflation. David Phillips, I had a dream within a dream. I was driving, remembering the dream that I had before about God telling me to buy food. I recall being surprised at the time because I thought we'd already purchased some food, but apparently it wasn't enough. Josephskitchen.com, I'm telling you. Go there, get yourself prepared. Remember I told you that Jason Meeks had one where that they were having to sneak the food in? Here it is. The dream starts out, I'm standing in line at a grocery store in a strip mall. Not standing inside the store, but outside with thousands of people in line, we're all waiting to get into the store to buy food, food, food. The store was only letting a few people in at a time. The shoppers at the store had to purchase, then leave, before others were let into the shop. It looked like the 70s communist bread line of the Soviet Union. People waiting so long, some were getting their hair cut at the barbershop next door while someone held their place in line. There was a waiting list to even get a haircut. You had to sign up for a specific time. When I got into the store, I went to purchase some eggs. When you went in, you can only buy a few items. There was no loading up of your cart, whatever you wanted. Whatever you bought, you had to carry out in your hands or a small bag. I went to buy two big packages of jumbo eggs, and there were hardly any eggs there, and they were cracked and no good, and I managed to get two cartons of small eggs. I knew the only way we were going to make it was through Joseph's Kitchen wheat that we had previously purchased. The eggs would be used making bread, and we could not have survived off of the eggs alone. In the dream, we had already eaten everything in our house. We canned goods, peanut butter. The reason I went to get the eggs was to supplement our bread made from Joseph's Kitchen wheat. This was months after whatever caused the food shortage. At this point, people were peaceful. But you had more than a handful of food. You had to take the chance and steal it from you. Then the scene changed. I was in a Zoom meeting with people all over the country who are supporters of the Prophecy Club ministry, good, faithful Christians. You could not release some important information publicly, only by Zoom. The Lord had given you and Leslie dreams about prophecies with things that people must do to secure their food for the family, as there will be multiple supply disruptions in the nationwide food distribution chain. Joseph Kitchen was still going. But I'm out of time. Get yourself prepared. Let me talk about our three sponsors briefly. First, If you want to get gold or silver, we're going to send you to 800-200-GOLD or prophecyclubgold.com, prophecyclubgold.com. Second, if you want to get long-term emergency food, the only place I would send you to is josephskitchen.com. It is what I believe is God's long-term storage food. As you recall, Pharaoh and Joseph, what fed the world for 7 years was wheat. Most of your long-term storage places, $9,000 to $10,000 to feed one person for 1 year. Joseph's Kitchen can show you how to do it for about $1,000, one person, 1 year. And EMP Shield. If you want your car to start, if you want your computers to start after some kind of nuclear event, that's the device to get. And if you go to empshield.com and use the promo code PROPHECY, get your $50 discount and help your prophecy grow.